Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Walkenfuss moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to third for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Wilson scores. Trammell moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Ward throws the ball into Castano, who tags Cabell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jackson. Cabell moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Cabell scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Terry Felton now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cavill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Washington moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Harbeck reaches third base with a triple. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Washington reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.